This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Health and Living. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Bone therapy is used to address a range of common conditions, including migraines and back pain. But how do littler patients benefit from the technique? Lorna Mayer joins me in the studio to break it down. Welcome back, Lorna.
Thank you for having me back again.
We had you on before to introduce us to bone therapy, but for the people who might have missed that one, what is it exactly?
Okay. Bone isn't a massage, it isn't a manipulative therapy. What it is, it's a very specific rolling action over very specific muscles, tendons and ligaments, okay? And we do that in a very prominent order. Now, what it does is it initiates the body's own healing mechanism, okay? Now, some people wonder what that actually means. Our body, when we are anxious or stressed or if there's any problems, what's been involved there is our automatic nervous system. So we're in what people would know as fight and flight, okay? What Bowen tries to do, or that's what we're trying to achieve, is to get that automatic nervous system out of fight and flight and into the technical name is parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest. Now, when we're in rest and digest, our bodies are more efficient and they can actually deal with any underlying conditions. And that's what we're trying to initiate in the body so it can deal with things that it needs to sort out.
The last time we spoke primarily about a lot of adult problems, if I remember correctly, you know, migraines, back pain, and just other sort of, even the questions that came in were really rather adult in nature. But can kids have bone therapy?
Yes, even pregnant women can have bone therapy. So bone therapy can help us even before we're born. My own teacher, he has 5 children, and each one of his births of the child, he's been present, and he's done bone on the kids as soon as they were born. One of the most interesting cases he had, though, he's got 2 sets of twins, and the second set of twins, when they were being born, his son, Emilio, when he was delivered, he was blue. Okay, and the midwives were going to get the oxygen, and they were away to hook him up to the oxygen. Christos, my teacher, my guru, if you want to call him, did just 2 moves on Emilio's lower back, just beside his spine. Now, when we do these moves, it tells the body the emergency's over. It takes in the whole of the nerves up and going up and down the spine. He did those 2 moves, and his words were, in a nanosecond, Emilio went pink. And the midwives were shocked and like, what did you just do? We need to learn how to do that. So, I mean, it just shows you how profound these things can be. With birth, some say that it's a very traumatic experience for us. None of us remember it. But if you actually think of the whole process, then it must be pretty traumatic.
And you said it can start from pregnancy.
Yes.
What does that entail? What would that usually be for?
Anything and everything. I mean, obviously, when you're pregnant, your options are quite limited to what you can do for any pain relief. I see lots of pregnant girls, and they come in for various issues. The majority is back pain. That's the majority of them. But as I explained to them, like my sports people, they're constantly re-injuring. Now, you think of injury as in twisting an ankle. No, their body's constantly changing because baby's growing. So they're having to adapt to the size of the baby. Now, a lot of this back pain that they get is the pressure. Yeah, pressure, and obviously they're pregnant out the front, so their body's having to deal with that extra weight. With Bowen, all of them, they come in, and I will, you know, with my pregnant girls, even if I'm fully booked that day, I will find a way to see them because I know that they're going to be uncomfortable and it's going to stay like that until I get my hands on them. So I will see them. Just the other day, I had a girl with sciatica, pregnancy sciatica. She had been told that there was no cure for it and it was just going to get worse, and she came in and she left without pain. So she was pregnant.
Yeah. So from pregnancy to birth then, I mean, you spoke earlier about Christos, you know, kind of performing bone therapy on a newborn. At what stage do you tend to see kind of babies as such?
The youngest I've seen is about 2 months old. Generally, it's baby colic. When they come in at that point, mum and dad are just at their wits' end. They want a night's sleep and they've tried everything for baby colic. Now, when they come in with baby, it's a very, very short procedure. And what I'm actually doing is trying to relax their diaphragm, because if there's tension in that diaphragm, then it's going to affect their digestive system. And it hurts, yeah? So when you actually relax the diaphragm, then baby just calms down.
And how would you go about doing that? I mean, I guess for me, because I'm not a mother, and when I think of babies, I just think, ah, so small, you know, and the idea of performing any form of therapy on them just, you know, unnerves me, but that's me.
Bone is so gentle. If you know, I'm sure there's people out there that have experienced bone now. It's so gentle, the majority of people fall asleep. It's very, very relaxing. Now, babies, yes, they're small, but they're no different than us. Yeah, they're just little versions of us. So they get the same issues. The good thing about babies, though, is they respond really, really quickly. They've not had years of bad posture and falling over and all these other things. So, the bone tends to work very, very quickly for them and they respond well.
And when it comes to children, I mean, how different is a kid's session from an adult's?
It depends on the age of the child and it depends what they're in for, and it actually depends on the child, because you've got the ones that, you know, they won't lie at pace and it takes a little bit longer to do it. With babies, like I said, it's very short. Yeah? With younger children, because their bodies, again, like I was saying, haven't had as much damage, their bodies are more open and more receptive to the changes that bone will make. So often there's not the need for the pauses in between the moves that I have to do with adults. With adults, I'll do a few moves and then take a back step for a few minutes, let the body respond before we go in and do any more. With children, it's a lot of observation and feedback. I have to sit and watch the child. If the child's getting fidgety, then maybe they've just had enough for that day. Children are a pleasure. They're an absolute pleasure to treat. And most of them really, really enjoy it. Yeah, they actually call me the tickle monster because they're a certain age. it's a lovely experience. And they all find it really enjoyable. And to be honest with you, this is why I learned bone for my own son.
Our phone lines are open today. If you'd like to give a call and ask Lorna a question or two, that number is 03-771-09000. You can also text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at PFM Radio. We're discussing Bowen therapy. And you can ask about Bowen therapy, but we're also talking about Bowen therapy specifically for kids. So what kind of special considerations do you need to make for the fact that a child's body is still growing and developing and changing?
Again, because they're just little versions of us, nothing much really. Kids have issues for various reasons. I mean, obviously you're going to have them, the knocks and bumps and accidents like adults do. They tend not to have many issues due to prolonged bad posture if they're younger. That comes in more when they get to sort of the teenage years. What we find with kids, some of the causes can be that there's some reflexes still active that shouldn't be. When we're in the womb, we have these neonatal reflexes, okay? Now, they're there because we haven't got the maturity to make decisions. If we go back to pregnancy and birth, the baby knows how to move down the birthing canal. Now, how that's initiated is there's a reflex called the spinal gallant reflex. When mother is having contractions, that'll push against, there's a muscle that goes down each side of her spine that's called erector spine. It keeps her spine erect. That reflex would push on that muscle and that creates like a move of the pelvis, which makes baby's hips go backwards and forwards and helps them wriggle down the birthing canal. Now, that's only needed for that purpose. That reflex is no longer required when we're born. Yeah? So there's so many neonatal reflexes to go through them all. But if a spinal gallant reflex isn't switched off, some of the symptoms that we see in children, well, the most predominant one is bedwetting as they get older. And there's ways of testing to see if these reflexes are still switched on or if they have gone into dormant mode like they should be. So with Bowen actually going into, we're going into the nervous system, that could explain why children actually respond so well, because we're helping switch off those reflexes that could still be active.
And when you progress to teenagers, does it change?
Teenagers, to be honest, I treat just like I do adults, yeah. And they all have really tight trapezius, like, and round about their neck from lots of phone and computer and things like that. My own child, my eldest one, we'll start off with him, he used Bowen last year all through his IGCSEs. he was so relaxed, I actually thought he didn't care. So mum was getting a little bit annoyed with Lewis, like, you know, are you studying? And la, la, la. And he was like, yeah, I'm fine. Anyway, the results spoke for himself. Yeah, he got fantastic results. And again, today, he's just had the results for his AS Physics. And again, an A again. And he sailed through the whole preparation for it just because he's in that relaxed state. Yeah, we can think clearer when we're not in this fight and flight mode.
Is there no way to kind of try to maintain the peace and sort of responsiveness of our child bodies into adulthood rather than constantly trying to fix it backwards? You know,
yes.
So if you are the mother of a 5-year-old, for example, and you're looking at them and you're thinking, I want you to always kind of be this responsive and relaxed and healthy, how do you keep the body in that state growing older?
Well, I can only speak through experience of children that I've treated. Regular bone, and by regular, I speak every 4 to 6 weeks. I think installing that into children at a young age lets them see that there is a natural way that they can deal with their own health. Now, they know how they feel. The children, once they get up off the bed, you can see they're much more relaxed and they'll comment. They're so in tune with their bodies. They'll say, I feel taller. My body doesn't feel so stiff anymore. They feel all the sensations and, you know, think it's really cool that they've got tingles going on in their hands or their feet or in their back. To keep it going, if I thought there was an issue in a particular muscle, now again, often the trapezius muscle with lots of, you know, their necks going forward, lots of computer games, I'll make them very aware of that and say, do you know, right, you're at this young age and already it's starting to get tight. There's adults that they have that, it can lead to migraines and things. Just be very aware. Move your computer screen to eye level. Lots of things. If you can just, it's education, yeah? Trying to keep them educated and see that they can actually take control of their own health.
We're talking about Bowen therapy today, particularly Bowen therapy for children. If you've got any questions at all, give us a call. That number is 03-77-109000. You can also text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. I see some questions have already come in and we'll get to that after this. You're listening to BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Health and Living. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and in the studio with me, Lorna Mayer, Bowen therapy practitioner, and we're talking about the uses of Bowen therapy, particularly for children, but we're also welcoming questions from adults about adults, of course. If you've got any queries about your body, if you're a little concerned, maybe now's the time. Give us a call. That number is 03-77-109000. You can also text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, a question via Twitter. Is it safe for children or babies to get chiropractic care, which is different from Bowen therapy, of course?
Yes, it is different. That I can't actually answer. I'm not a chiropractic practitioner myself. What I would suggest is they get in touch with a chiropractor and ask that question. From Bowen's perspective, yes, it's completely safe. As I explain to clients, they'll ask what the difference is between chiropractic and Bowen and even physiotherapy. A chiropractor is, you know, is dealing with alignment of the spine, and they'll put that into alignment and do a fantastic job of that. But when people have come to me and said, you know, well, I've had chiro and I'm having it every 2 weeks and it's still not resolving, and I'll say to them, it's not that your chiro isn't doing his job, he will be. But if the substance that's pulling it out of alignment isn't resolved, you're just going to go round and round in circles. So, you know, we often see that that is the case. With physiotherapists, there's lots of muscle strengthening, stretching, and they use different machines and things. Whereas with Bowen, I'm dealing with the fascia, like we talked about the last time, which is this never-ending connective spider's web, and it's made of collagen. Yeah. So when that's damaged or, you know, from bad posture, lots and lots of reasons, it'll thicken. It doesn't produce more fascia, it gathers, and then that's what's pulling things out of alignment.
We have a question now from Mabel on the line. Good afternoon, Mabel.
Good afternoon, Lorna.
Hi.
I have a spur growing on my left heel pad.
Okay.
I'm wondering whether that would you could do something about that?
Yeah, heel spur pain. A lot of that. Did you start off with pains in the soles of your feet, like maybe years ago, or?
No, it just started.
It just started. Okay, and you've had imaging, and they've said you have a heel spur.
Yes.
Okay. Why these things actually happen is with heel spurs, the pain and the problem is generally, it has originated from a misaligned pelvis. Now, when the pelvis is misaligned, it's pulling. So it's going to pull all the way up the leg. Now, I don't know if you listened into the last show where we actually talked about fascia and how it actually works. With a pull going on in the body, the foot's the last place it can go. Now, the tightness of the fascia on the soles of the feet can actually pull past the heel, and that makes some of the bone move. So that's what you're feeling it. I actually do have a lot of clients that come to see me with heel spurs. The majority of them, after the first session, the pain has reduced. You'd probably be looking at three sessions, and I would maybe give you a couple of home remedy tips to do as well to try and get you back back to health as quick as you can.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And on another note, quite different from heel spurs, we have a question from Karen. Good afternoon, Karen.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, I have no idea what bone therapy is, but does it help with sleeping problems?
Yes. Sleeping problems, though, can be the result of lots of different underlying problems. So sometimes it takes a little bit of investigation. Lots of clients come to me and they're bad sleepers. After a few sessions, they'll actually comment that they're sleeping like babies. I would say 99% of people who actually come in for bone treatment, the day of their treatment, have the best night's sleep ever. So again, what I would recommend is you come in and see me. I take quite a detailed medical history. From that, we get lots of clues as to what could be going on, what could be causing the insomnia, and then we take it from there.
It would be mainly that the brain just can't switch off.
Okay, yeah, you know? active brain. Yes, uh-huh, exactly. Then Bowen is very good for you. It sounds like if you've got a very active brain, you're in fight and flight quite a lot. Now, modern research has shown that this fight and flight response that we were talking about, which is part of the automatic nervous system, when it's switched on, our body compositions and chemical compositions change as well. Fight and flight means we either have to address that situation or we have to flee from that situation. So that goes back to when we were cavemen, if you want to say. The only time they should be triggered is when we're in a state of alertness. Now, a state of alertness millions of years ago was some tigers jumping around the campfire and he's going to eat us. So we have to decide if we're running or if we're going to fight. States of alertness now can be anything from a text message going, stuck in a traffic jam. Your body's quite ignorant to the level of alertness. All it knows is you've made alert, there's an emergency, and it will deal with that. So there's more adrenaline going around the body. The immune system doesn't function as properly. Now, the same research has shown that this is triggered 40 times per day in the average adult, and I find that quite frightening. And to be honest with you, my personal opinion is I think that stress, anxiety, and this constant switched on fight and flight is one of the biggest problems of many, many health issues that many of us suffer today.
Okay.
Okay, so having Bowen, we're switching that off and switching the body into rest and digest. It actually happens during the therapy. The majority of people start to feel very, very heavy and like they're sinking into the table, and most of them fall asleep.
Okay, all right. I'll check up more before I make any appointments.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Okay, nice speaking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The questions that have come in via text have been mostly to do with athletics. So Alex says, is this the same Bowen that I see at the marathons? Because I'm a runner and I've seen this on the T-shirt of the guy that is winning a lot of podium places. He was first in the Petronas Tower race a few months ago, first in the KL Marathon 10K, first in the 21K Men's Junior, so many more. How does this... Well, firstly, do you know this fast runner?
I know who the runner is. I don't know who Alex is. So yeah, he's talking about Jeff. Jeff Ross. I sponsor Jeff. So I do all Jeff's treatments for free. When he came to me, he was actually sponsored by a therapist doing another modality. And I actually wanted to use Jeff as part of a research task that I wanted to do to see if I could replicate all the testimonials. If you go on the internet, there's Team GB, there's and Bear Grylls, lots and lots of athletes, and you know, elite athletes are using Bowen. Some of them have actually became Bowen practitioners. So me being me, like, I won't believe something until I see it, so I wanted to replicate it. Jeff was one of my guinea pigs.
And Alex wants to know, how does this help runners and athletes?
Right. The main thing that is actually helping them is it's keeping their body in alignment. Now, as Jeff, he's given me a few testimonials, and what he's saying is he can keep injury free. He's been wanting to podium finish. You know, he's been very determined, and he's been training for years. But he would push his training to a certain load, and then he would get an injury. And then, you know, if you're injured, you have to back on your training. With the Bowen, he's managed to up his running load by 100% since when he started, injury-free. He's running fantastic races. He's practically podium finishing every weekend. He's entered every race, I think, that's going on in Malaysia. He's even done some back in the UK. Yeah, he's doing great. But the key is keeping the body in alignment. It's much more efficient, so even their endurance goes up. Recently, I had a blogger in for treatment. He's a runner too. Jamie Pang, he's an award-winning blogger. He came in to try it. And even after the one session, he came back and he said, I noticed a difference in my run. Yeah, he says it was quite an easy run. They find it a lot easier. Rather, it's not so tiring. See, their body's just more efficient.
On that note, Jamie wants to know, do you sponsor a badminton player?
I do.
Okay. So you're getting around.
I must be. People are talking about me. That's good. Yes, Lukman. He's actually just got the men's open in Selangor. Yeah, and he's away to Kedah and Singapore. And yeah, it's exciting. And I've taught him a couple of little tricks that he can do when he's on court, even before a serve. I've taught him how to release his diaphragm so he can get, you know, extra aerobic capability, how to release any tight muscles. Just little tricks for him. Yeah.
If you've got any questions for Lorna about Bowen therapy, give us a call. That number is 0377 109,000. You can also text 0162 019,000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, colic, we talked about just now. What other conditions specific to children that are there that you ordinarily encounter? I'm assuming things like growing pains and ADD.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I learnt Bowen was because of my son Kieran, who's sitting out there. He has been given all the labels. Dyslexia, ADHD, dyspraxia, all of them. Me as a mother now, and now what I know, these are labels. So I really, when I have any mothers coming in, I say to them, don't get too hung about it. It's still your child. 50 years ago, they wouldn't have been given these labels. And sometimes I think these labels are a little bit detrimental to them. But it's good for a parent to know what you're dealing with. Anyway, I was very helpless. I didn't know what to do. I knew that Bowen helped children with learning difficulties because after I experienced that jaw-dropping moment with my mum, I started reading about it, like, oh, you know, what does this stuff do? So anyway, the children were too young. I couldn't train here. The closest place that I could train was, in the times that I could do it, was Australia. So I had to make sure they were old enough that I could actually travel and go over there. So we went down the normal route that most people do with kids with ADHD. You know, the doctor advised that you need to put them on medication, so I did it, and it was just awful. It was awful. The side effects are just through, they were horrendous. So anyway, one day, that was me, enough's enough, booked a flight, got myself on a plane a few months later, and off I went and started learning Bowen for Kieran, not for opening up a clinic in KL. Yeah, that just happened by accident with practicing, you know, borrowing bodies during my training. The difference in him is phenomenal. I mean, you can see him sitting there. Does he look like he's got ADHD? You know, sitting there quite nicely, just listening to your radio. But it's really helped with his concentration and, yeah, just general everything. Yeah, it makes them so much more relaxed. I also see kids with scoliosis. Do you know what that is?
Yes, yeah. With the curvature of the spine.
Yeah, uh-huh. Again, the Bowen, we were talking about things pulling it out. Seems to really help get that alignment back quicker. Yeah, it's quite interesting watching it, and you can see changes when people are on the table. You can actually see things starting to drop as the tension, as the contraction in the muscles just start to release. Obviously, there are kids with any digestive issues, any issues that you would have as an adult. Again, children can have it. Also, childhood asthma. Yeah. A lot of that as well can be due to, again, you know, we were talking about these reflexes. Another reflex that can be switched on can start these allergies and things as well. So generally kids with asthma, when they come in, they, you know, if they get regular bone, the attacks stop. And again, I teach them a move how to try and stop an asthma attack in its tracks. They may forget their medication, but they'll always have their thumb with them. So that alone, even adults have said to me, I've got control back again.
Yeah. Because it's just something that they can do anytime, anywhere.
They can do it themselves, yeah. Right. And if they don't take their if they forgot their medication, it's not a big deal.
Is it important to you that people know how to perform bone therapy on themselves? Because I feel almost like that's detrimental for your clinic. You know, certainly there is an element of that.
Yes and no, because I couldn't teach somebody how to do a whole lot of procedures just like that. They're going to have to go and invest in themselves and learn. And it takes a good while to learn it. And you need a good knowledge of anatomy. The little tweaks and moves that I show them is basically just a quick shock to the body and enough to take things out of a spasm if it's in a spasm. But no, things have to be done in a certain order and a certain protocol to address a condition. I mean, you can go and I've seen things on YouTube, and it actually sometimes it makes me cringe a little bit because people will be doing this thinking, oh, I'll just copy that guy. And if all the things beforehand, the foundations weren't laid, then it's not going to work. So that's the detriment of it. But we are running courses here, so people can learn it if they want to. What I would love to see, kids learning it in school. And we all have healing hands. Yeah, I would love that.
Two things that seem less sort of physically linked compared to something like asthma. One are mood swings. We're talking about teenagers. I was a teenager once. I remember the mood swings. You know, and I'm sure my parents would have a thing or two to say about dealing with them. Does that help? Does bone therapy assist with that?
It does, yeah. Again, what we're doing is we're encouraging the body to go back to a state of balance, okay? The fancy word for it is homeostasis. Our body wants to be balanced. Now, these mood swings can be caused by hormonal imbalances. So by having bone, we're encouraging the body to get back to where it should be. You know, if we're too hot, we sweat. Yeah, if we're cold, we shiver. Our body has these automatic responses that it does. So by having bone, with kids that are going through puberty, etc., just trying to balance those hormones out a little bit just takes the edge off of them.
And what about autism? I mean, we haven't had anybody call about it, but I'm assuming that there are people listening who might be thinking that, because it's certainly something that gets talked about a lot. Not necessarily bone therapy and autism per se, but I think parents of children with autism are always looking for something that would help.
Yeah, worldwide, lots and lots of parents are using bone to help their children with autism. I would also suggest as well, it's not with autism, it's like a cocktail of things. If my child had autism, I would be looking to speak to a naturopath. I'd be looking to speak to, you know, a doctor who prescribes minerals, vitamins, see where the dis-ease is in the body, you know, trying to help that child get everything back to a normal composition. That's what I would be encouraging. What the bone will do is, and we're talking about the body relaxing, it helps with that. I have treated quite a few kids with autism of different severity. Some of them like to be touched. Some of them
are more averse.
Initially, but they come round. They do. They always come. After the first few, they're like, okay. You know, they'll jump back on the bed again. What I do say, though, you know, there's some mothers, and it's a shame because mum's so nervous about what the experience is going to be. If I speak to mum on the phone, I'll say, look, why don't you, half the time mum needs a bone as well, like, why don't the two of you come in together? The clinic will be all yours. I have two treatment rooms, so I treat two people at a time. I can go between them because we have these pauses. You're in one room, your child's in the other, the doors are open, yeah, and that really seems to work. So mum's getting a bone treatment and little kids getting theirs. Sometimes they'll get up and down off the bed, but, you know, generally it works, yeah.
Young children are obviously not, perhaps not obvious, but by and large, I think young children might be less verbal than adult clients, or perhaps less descriptive, less able to accurately say, I feel exactly like this right now.
That depends on the age.
And depends on the child, I'm guessing. Because some children might be very expressive.
Yeah. I mean, with children, I always try and get down to their level. Yeah, I'm a big kid myself. So, you know, like, I don't want to scare them. I don't want to come across as this scary therapist. And I want to make it a pleasurable experience for them. In general, kids feel everything, and it's actually pretty cool to watch them. They're like, whoa, what was that rush that happened there? You know, they'll tell you because it's just a cool experience for them. The ones who are a little bit quieter, or the ones that are less verbal, the younger ones, it's mostly observation. I can see things happen, even with adults. A lot of my job is assessing. I see where, if one buttock's lying higher than the other, if a shoulder blade's out of alignment, like if one shoulder's lower, just lots of things. You look, it gives you lots of clues where there could be some sort of pulling or misalignment in the body, which is going to affect it, and it won't work as efficiently.
And for children who are completely nonverbal, I mean, if we're talking about autistic children, for example, is it really then pure observation?
Observation. Another thing that I look for is patches of heat on the body. Now, the reason why I'm doing that is when they go into this rest and digest mode, which happens within minutes of everybody receiving BOEM, okay, the body will start addressing underlying conditions and start trying to correct it. Now, it'll increase blood circulation, lymphatic flow to that area. So that's activity. There's activity in that area. Now, activity creates friction. Friction creates heat. Basic science. So I start looking out for little patches of heat. And where there's heat, yeah, that gives me a clue. Okay, there's something underlying there that we need to address. I'll put it on their notes, and then we'll watch it the next time. And then that maybe will be the area that, you know, say it was their knee that got really hot, but they were coming in and they had like a back issue, then it would be on their notes for me to have a look at their knee again and assess that more in depth.
Is BOEM a whole therapy, a whole body therapy?
Yes.
Every time?
Every single time. There isn't just that. If it's an ankle injury or a knee injury, it will never just be that one particular joint, because that one particular joint is attached onto lots of other things. So we have to address everything in order to get to there.
So for parents listening who are thinking, okay, you know, I might be thinking about bringing my kid in, or even people listening who are just wondering what this is all about, can you just take us through? So I call, I've made an appointment, I show up, what happens next?
Okay, so when you show up, what I like to do, I'm a huge advocate, is I don't like people being baffled with science. I've had too many people come into the clinic here with an imagery report, and they do not understand what it means. And so I will spend my time explaining it to them in normal language. This is what's wrong with you. And they're like, all right, okay, now I understand. I also, if it's the first time they've been, I want to explain how it works. I want to explain to them what they're going to experience, everything. I've had a few people come in and they look petrified when they've come in. They're like, is it going to hurt? I'm like, no, the complete opposite. You're probably going to fall asleep. So first of all, it's explaining what's going to go on. Then it's going through the form, which I'll have had beforehand, of all the issues, past accidents, any broken bones, operations, et cetera, again, because all these things can give us clues to things that are going on. And then we start the treatment. First treatment, this is for adults. Kids are different. Well, as they get older, it's generally not, but, you know, babies are different. First treatment, the whole body is attended to, the whole body, unless somebody has crippled into, you know, they're in so much pain that they've hobbled into the office and that's why they've come there. On those circumstances, I probably only touch them four times just to get the body out of spasm, send them away, and tell them to come back in 5 days. So it depends on what the person has, but the majority is first session, lots of explanation, what I do, talk about the condition, give them the reasons why I think it could be happening, but let's see what the body tells us, and then we take it from there.
And can kids without any conditions attend a therapy session?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I would actually encourage, I think this is something, I'm very passionate about it, that children should be introduced to from a young age, because as they get older, they will think of, okay, I have something wrong with me, I'm going to go and try BOEM first. It can do them no harm, so why not try something natural? BOEM has saved so many people from surgery. You know, some people come to me that have had surgery that hasn't worked. You know, so they've gone through all that, then they've had the BOEM, and they found that that helped them. You know, it's, for me, I think it's a huge passion of mine about education, that this is out here, And people worldwide need to look. Just give it a go. Give it a go. Yeah, there's nothing to lose.
Thank you for coming in, Lorna.
Thank you for having me again.
I've been speaking with Lorna Mayer, Bowen therapy practitioner, and we've been discussing Bowen therapy, particularly Bowen therapy for kids. You've been listening today to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.